exercise for loving yourself. Close your eyes and view your life going backward in time. Remember the events of the past week, the past month, and the past year. Now view the important events of the past 5 years, going backward in time. Pay special attention to events that were particularly joyous or difficult. Now continue moving backward in time over the previous 5 years. Continue moving backward through your memories in 5-year segments until you reach the time when you were an infant. When you reach infancy, remember what your life was like when you were age 3 or 4. If you cannot remember, use your imagination. What do you think or feel your life was like at that age? What was your life like when you were 2 years old? What was your life like in your first year? What was life like for you in the first week after you were born? What feelings did you have? What messages did you receive? What was your first day on Earth like? What was the first experience you had after being born? How did you feel leaving your mother's body? Going back further in time, what was it like living in your mother's womb? How did you feel? What messages did you receive here? Now go back even further in time to the exact moment of your conception. What was the purpose of your soul at that moment? What was your reason for coming into this life? Why did you choose your particular parents? What was your intent in choosing the challenges that you would face through your childhood, through your life? Now imagine that you are your soul, speaking to the present-day you with a full compassion, wisdom, and power of your soul. Tell your present-day self how you have done in growing through the challenges that you had set up to learn your lessons. Tell yourself how much you, your soul, appreciates all of your accomplishments and all of your growth through your life to this point. When you have finished speaking to your present-day selves, open your eyes and write a letter from your soul to your present-day self, expressing all of your love and appreciation for all that the present-day you has gone through, and all of your encouragement for what is still yet to come. And when you have completed the letter, put it in a self-addressed envelope, give it to a trusted friend, and ask your friend to send it to you when he or she feels the time is right, and trust that it will be delivered to you at exactly the right moment.